purpose is for our business community here in the Springfield region to travel to Boston to have their voice heard with the State House legislators. We have an opportunity to speak with folks from the eastern part of the state so that they can understand what the issues are that need to be addressed in the western part of the state.
And so what are some of those issues that you'll be speaking about?
This year, we're definitely looking at the ballot initiatives between the increase in minimum wage, the sales tax issue, paid family medical leave, but we're also going to be talking to them about the rise in health care costs and the definite rise in energy costs.
There have been reports that there's been some efforts underway at the State House to try to negotiate some legislation that could impact whether those questions appear on the ballot or not. Is that something that you would support, namely a legislative response to a higher minimum wage and paid family leave?
Yeah, the Springfield Regional Chamber is actually part of some of those conversations. So we are speaking on behalf of our members with the folks in the eastern part of the state. We definitely want to keep it off the ballot if we can and find a reasonable legislative compromise to those issues.
Are you optimistic that can be done?
I think we are. We're all negotiating in good faith. The conversations have been very respectful, and I think both sides really understand the issues. So I'm pretty confident we'll find a compromise.
How many people have signed up to go on the trip this year?
This year we've got about 65, which is a great turnout, everything from small business to large business and everything in between.
And what's on the agenda? I know you have a structured schedule pretty much for the whole day where you'll be meeting with various people in the executive and legislative branches, correct?
We do. This year we have the leadership of both the Speaker with Speaker of the House Robert DeLeo, and we have Senate President Harriet Chandler, as well as, I think, the soon-to-be President Karen Spilka. We've also got Eric Lesser on the list, and we've got some folks from the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. And we also have the Lieutenant Governor, so I know she will be a great draw. And interestingly enough, we've got the Chairman of the Cannabis Control Commission, so I think that will be a very popular workshop as well.
Yeah, we're talking about a new industry here, the cannabis industry, which certainly is going to have an impact in Western Massachusetts.
Yes, and they're just finalizing their regulations, so it will be interesting to hear his perspective and how they're planning to roll that out as an industry here, especially in Springfield and the region.
You mentioned energy costs as a concern for the members of the chamber. What are you looking for on Beacon Hill in terms of help along those lines?
I think we definitely want an acknowledgement of the fact that we lack capacity here, and that is really driving up energy costs. While we can appreciate renewables and we want to be supportive of renewables, I don't think we're there yet. So we're actually looking to find a way to bridge the gap between now and when renewables really can come online and reduce our costs.